Everybody say flesh. Now, we're gonna talk about this, and if you get your feelings hurt, just deal with it, okay? Get over it. But I would rather a pastor stand in front of me and speak the truth in love and give me some direction than gloss over everything and act like nothing's going on. 1 Peter chapter 2, I could use some amens today. Peter is speaking the truth. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Peter is writing these words, and he's saying, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. He's saying, hey folks, you're different. You're not like this world. You're a pilgrim passing through. You don't belong here. And I say to young people, mom and dad, everyone here today, if you ever say to me, I just don't fit in, I'm going to go, hallelujah. You're not supposed to fit in. You're not supposed to fit into the world. When you go down to Grapevine Mills Mall, you're not supposed to look like everybody else. You're not supposed to talk like everybody else. You're not supposed to stretch yourself like everybody else. You're supposed to be different. Welcome to Christianity. It's awesome. I remember young people when I was in school, I would watch a young girl walk by because I was, you know, I was a wild kid. I didn't know the Lord. And by the way, my family was not Christian. So, you know, it was, you don't have what I had. I mean, I don't have what you, I didn't have what you have now. You got a Christian family. You know, look at you in church. We didn't have that. But I'd see a girl walk by and she'd be carrying a Bible, a beautiful girl, and she'd be carrying a Bible. And I would think in my mind, you know, man, I wish you'd come party with us. I wish you'd do. But there's always these girls and guys that wanted nothing to do with us. Why? They were set apart. And many of them, I've studied their lives, are extremely successful today. Refusing, you can win the battle over the flesh. Your flesh is constantly craving stuff. And I'm not talking about sexual sins only. I'm talking about lust of the flesh. I'm talking about not only sexual, but desire of money, the desire of fame, those things that pull you away from God. These lusts that the devil will put in front of you. These toys that the devil puts in front of you. The Bible says in Titus 2, verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Deny ungodliness.
Alive, oh, and I'm redeemed.
me tell you how I operate. This is how I operate. I won't go anywhere where Jesus won't go. Okay? Why do you think in bars, all the bars in town, there's no windows? Okay? You want to know why? People are ashamed. That's the bottom line. They want to do it behind closed doors. Drink behind closed doors. Get inside our dark little world. And I told him, I said, what would you do if in the middle of that sexual scene, the lights came on? I bet you what you'd do is you'd look around real quick to see what was in the theater, see if anybody knew that you were there. I said, there's something wrong there. It always gets quiet when I talk about movies. Tell you why there's an anointing on my life. There is an anointing on my life because I guard the anointing. The other day, just a couple weeks ago, I was in Mexico. I had an invitation a while back to do this large conference in Juarez, and I hardly do any travel anymore, but it was one of those fly over, come right back and do it. And so I went over there, and there's about 5,000 people there, and I remember I prayed for 2,000 pastors. They lined up, and I walked by these pastors and just touched them. And they were, Ryan, remember this, they were thrown down to the ground. Chris, by the power of God, it was unbelievable, being thrown everywhere, being shaken under the power. Then one of the pastors emailed me a week afterwards and said the power of God has fallen in his church. People have been hit by the power of God, and they can't understand how this just sort of happened from a prayer. I know how it happened.
As I'm standing there staring into the mirror, seeing the figure of a man trying to take a stand and live for something more. Integrity is what an honor to my soul. I feel give it up, pack it in, getting rid of all my sin, weighing me down. Won't you come and fill? Said I want you to come and make me more. Life, won't you change this life? Come and make me whole. Won't you take this life? Won't you change this life? Won't you come and make me whole?
You live right, you walk right, you think right, you talk right. And you look at the Bible. The Bible says, to this one I will look, Isaiah said. The one who's holy, who fears me, who goes after me. Y'all here today? So I don't participate in ungodly behavior. You want to win the battle over the flesh? Young people, if you're at the mall and someone says, let's go over and do this, and you know it's wrong, no, don't do it.
Won't you come and fill? I want you to come and make me go real. Take the stuff, won't you change the stuff? Come and make me whole. Won't you take the stuff, won't you change the stuff? Won't you come and make me whole? Won't you take the stuff, won't you change the stuff? Won't you come and make me whole?
Christianity moves on and you're on the bank dying. Why? Because you fell for one of the devil's little lures. I've been in the midst of revival, guys. I have watched men and women of God fall into sin. I've watched men of God laying hands on women and then turn right. I'm talking about men of God that were going after God. Then turns out later on they have an affair with them. I've watched it right in the middle of revival. You want to know why? Because the woman says this: when you prayed for me, it was so awesome. No one's ever touched me like that. And they bat their little eyes. You're awesome. You know what I say in a situation like that? You know something? You need to meet my wife. Jerry, come here.
Come and make me whole. Won't you tame this life? Won't you change this life? Won't you go?